If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Welcome to the She Blows It podcast. We're on episode 12 now. I am coming to you today fresh off of work, fresh off of my 8-hour shift. Before we get started, I just want to let you guys know, as always, this podcast is available on 7 different platforms, including Anchor, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Blog Talk Radio, Breaker, Google Podcast, and Radio Public. Shout out to all of our nurses, all of our frontline medical staff. During this pandemic, during the coronavirus, I hope everyone has the ability to be safe. I hope you guys are fighting to be safe and that we will all look back at this and it will be over, hopefully. But I came to you guys today because I asked a random question. And the question that I got was, why are you back? So, I'm going to tell you guys why I'm back. And I'm back with a vengeance because I belong where my spirit aspires me to be. Continually minding my business, per usual, and keeping life copacetic, again, somebody asked me, why are you back? See, typically, communication as such irritates me to my core, but outside of my emotional purview, I'm back because I'm a force to be reckoned with. I'm back because I stand for something. No. I don't just fall for anything. That has been one of the mottos that I've been trying to live by. Meek Mill inspired me through one of his songs when he said it, and it just resonated with me from there. Even down to Cardi B when she says, knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. All of that resonates with me because no matter how much you fall off, no matter where you fall off, if you fall off, what's important is that we all collectively get ourselves back up. Everybody is so quick to talk about what you don't do, how you don't do it, but the comeback is real. So for anybody that's being questioned as to why you are back, when they ask you, you're going to say, I'm back because I stand for something, period. And again, the question arises, why are you back? They ask you. See, there's a bottom line. There's a bottom line to everything. There's a bottom line in business. There's a bottom line in your personal life. So with that bottom line and whatever that may be, we just stand on it. Hence why we say stand in the paint. Whatever it is that you abide by, whatever it is, whatever truths that you live by, when you're confronted with it, stand in the paint, stand on it, stand by what you mean, stand by what you say. Period. It could be as simple also as interjecting with a find you somebody to play with ad lib, which my friend Brittany is infamous for saying that. When it comes to setting boundaries with people and getting people together in the most eloquent way, the best way that we can describe that amongst ourselves is find you somebody to play with, because I am not a puppet. You don't string me around. So it could be as simple as that. It could be simple as you saying, I'm not entertaining this expletive. I'm trying to watch my language because I could have a potty mouth. But you can say, I'm not entertaining this expletive. It's like sashay over to those who take delight in the purchase of sour lemons. Because my followers, I know for sure, we take no delight in purchasing a bag of sour lemons. When you buy a bag of sour lemons, you can't even turn that expletive into lemonade. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing for life to throw you lemons, you know, but it's another thing for life to throw somebody else lemons. They allow them to rot. In turn, they try to sell that expletive to you. So we have a choice in the matter of whether we want to purchase those bag of sour lemons or whether we want to just say, you know what? Don't worry about it. I can go and I can make my own lemons and I can ensure that they're fresh for myself. Thank you very much. That is why I am back. I am back because I'm going to show you a new way of what I do. That's another way. And it's not even necessarily, you know, having to prove a point to anybody. I believe that the only people we should be proving a point to is ourselves. Because at the end of the day, we're our own competition. And if we don't compete with ourselves, we don't challenge ourselves. When we start to compete with other people, that's where we lose ourselves. We lose our level of competition, our level of just zest for whatever it is that may be at hand, as opposed to you just doing it for yourself. Like, yeah, don't even worry about it. I'm gonna compete with me. I know that I did it this way last time, but this time I'm gonna do it like this, and it's gonna turn out much, much better. When they ask you why you're back, here's another thing you can tell them. You tell them, I'm back because allowing you into my space is a privilege. People think this highly of themselves and they don't necessarily apply that to other people. They don't view another person interacting or dealing with them as a privilege, but they want you to know that you being able to be a part of their lives is a privilege. It works both ways. I'm back because I'm letting you know that my space is sacred. It's a privilege. And I ultimately am the goat to myself. I am the goat to not only myself, but I'm the goat to my future endeavors. So many crabs swarm in a bucket, and our world is filled with crabs in a bucket. We can turn the TV on right now and see all these crabs in a bucket. The structure that you think you would see in the world is non-existent. Implementations and plans are being put in place that are just disastrous in action. We live in a world where a lot of things aren't thought through. People don't think things through. And that's why it's up to us to remind everybody in the world why we are back. We are back because we have an ability to say what we need to say. Obviously, we have our First Amendment right, but we have the ability to speak out and speak up on stuff. Why are you back? I am back because I am one of the few crabs trying to crawl out of the fucking bucket. Oop, that was supposed to be expletive. Instead of, if I were a crab in a bucket, this is just me. And unfortunately, my thought process is different than a lot of people. But I like to see everybody win. So, you know, if I were a crab in a bucket with the mentality that I have now, but in a crab's body, it would be my ultimate goal to help my other fellow crab mates get the fuck out of that bucket. Because nobody should be stepping over anybody. essentially, people should be humble and not feel so entitled due to status quo, what they have, what they know. We all have the ability to have all of those things. We all have the ability to acquire knowledge. What's interesting when it comes to like status quo and money, it's just interesting how with the, you know, novel coronavirus, when you take a look at it, these situations in this entire national situation really proves that you can have all the money in the world. You can have anything you want in the world. You're always going to need something, and your money is not going to be able to save you. Yes, Rihanna made contributions. That was pretty dope. There were people in New York, a Christian Serrano, who was making the face masks and actually making the contributions and using their platforms to help others in need. Essentially, our money does not guarantee that lives are going to be saved and that this is going to be under control in, you know, what is considered to be a quote unquote reasonable time frame. So why are you back? You are back to living your truth. You are back to live each day as if it's the last. We have a big crisis going on right now. If you don't deal with somebody, that's fine. But keep your family close. Keep your friends close. Check on them. Make sure they're all right. Tell them you love them. Express your concerns. If you can help an elderly person, there are quite a few elderly people who are unfortunately impacted by this. Help them out. You know what I'm saying? This is just a time where we need to follow the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, I have a whole theory around God, which I won't get into, but liberty and justice for all, unity. This is a point where we all need to be unified. So why are you back? You are back because you serve as the glue that is going to keep the unity in the world together. So that was my spiel. I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. I am going to go do a little more studying. I hope that we can all stand in the paint and stand firm on our bottom lines. If you fell off or if you feel like you're not doing well enough, to hell with the criticism. Get yourself back up. Get yourself back together. This is the perfect time for self-reflection. This is the perfect time for you to ask yourself, why are you back? Thank you all for tuning in. I hope everybody is safe. Be sure to check out the latest blogs. You can catch me at www.sheblowsit.com, or you can find some of my personal random awkward stories on www.misfitchronicles.com.